Okay, this is Shir number 4, Simin Tzadiches, with Sif Vav. Mechaber says, Kechetzi Shir Shal Yisr Shin Yisarev, Behetter Tzarich Shishim Chatzai, Zayis Heter Vavlo. If a Chetzi Shir of Yisr, let's say half a Kazayis, Chetzi Zayis, half a Kazayis, mixes up with Heter, so you need 60 times the half, in other words 30 zaysim of heter to mevatel. So it's not such a big chiddush. Basically, if you look at the Bir Hagala, he brings down that anyways chetzi shir is also midraisa. The Shach also says it, Chaf Gimel. The Taz adds that even if it would be Isser Rabbanin, so you would still need 30 Zayisim against the half Zayis, in other words, 60 against the Zayis, 60 to 1. The Shir quotes the Gemara. A Gemara Chulin 98a. A half a Kazayis of fat fell into a kettle of meat. Mar Bar Rav Ashi wanted to permit it, even though there was only 30 half Kazayisim against it. It had a 30 to 1 ratio. His father, Ravashi, told him, do not treat Isurei Derabanan lightly. So in other words, he thought that since it was a half a Kazayas, there are some people that say half a Kazayas is only Asur Derabanan. But we don't paskin like that. Furthermore, as we're seeing in the Gemara, furthermore, Rav Yochanan said, Chatzishur is Asur Min HaTorah. Even though one only gets Malchus on Yidah Kazayas, but even less than Kazayas is Asur Din Midoraisa. So, Lamaisa Chetzi Shir is Asur Midoraisa, like the Shach says. Also, the Taz will agree to that. But we see from here that if it would be an Isur Derabanan, the Gemara is telling us, even Isuri Derabanan, you have to treat with the Chumras of an Isur Derabanan, Lagabi Tam Kika. Sif number 7, Zion. Beitza sheyesh ba afroach, o tipa dam, shenidbash lo im acheros, tarich 61, vato pleitasa. An egg that has a embryo, a chick in it, it has even just a tipa dam on it, that was cooked with others, you need 61 to mevato the fleita, the taste. Okay, let's look at our shear. The Shach 86:16 brings two reasons why by eggs we need 61 to be bevato. One, eggs are not uniform size, and two, eggs are a bria. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a haker that we need 61 to mevato, whatever comes from it. There are two nafkaminas between these two reasons. The reason why you need 61 instead of 60. One nafkamina is if the egg was cooked with other things, not other eggs, just other things, yirakos. According to the first reason, we would only need 60. And according to the second reason, we would need 61. That's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina is that if we scramble them with other eggs, according to the first reason, we need 61. Because you don't know how the size. According to the second reason, we only need 60. Because it's now smushed up. A berry is only has a din if it's shalim. The Shach says to be machmer according to both reasons. The Mishmah Zazah says that if the egg is both scrambled and cooked, we only need 60 to mevatel it. Okay, halacha number 8. Ches. Sif Ches. Kachal mitbato v'teisha v'chanishim. A kachal you only need 59. Okay, that means that you can count the kachal against itself with the heter to mevato the milk that comes from it. Okay, again, so kachal falls into a pot of 59, So then you say 59 plus the kachal will mevatel the milk that's in the kachal. Ramah. Kol ha'isurin ha'no'agim v'zman hazeh kulam mevatlim v'shishin. We all isurin, we need shishin. You look over there, by the way, with the in the tzadi, simon tzadi, you see that also the Ramah agrees that the kachal you need 59 the first time it falls in. It doesn't say 60. Milvad chametz v'pesach v'yayin nesech kasher nidvar v'hilchosein. Except for chametz on Pesach, that's a mashuhu. Yayin nesech is also a mashuhu. Ubilvad sha'iser eino notein tam v'kadera. That means that it's not like spicy. It's it has 60 against it. It's batel if it doesn't give taste. If it gives taste beyond 60, so then you're in trouble. Aval, im nosein tam ba'oto kadera, it gives taste more than 60. Vihu asr mitzad atzmo, and it itself is an isr machmas atzmo, like basr v'chalav, avodah zorah, nevela, any of these things which are isr machmas atzmo. Afilu be'alef lo batel, even in 1,000 is not batel, meaning if you can taste it, kol zman shemargishin tamo, all the time while you can taste it. Ulechein, therefore, melach, the tavlin, dvarim david leitaima, salt or spices, things that are that give taste. Im asurim machman atzman, if they were Asr Machmas Atzman, in other words, if it was a salt that was for some reason Asr Machmas Atzmo, or spices that were Asr Machmas Atzmo, Einam Batalim B'Shishim, they're not Batal in 60. Let's go to our share. Isr after 60. The Shach 29 holds that after 60 the taste of food is only asr midrabanan. In other words, if I taste the pepper in my food, but the pepper is really batel and shishim, which most likely it is, pepper is a little bit of pepper, you taste it, but I would venture in most cases there's shishim against it, so that's only an isr midrabanan. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds in the name of the Ran that if the Isser gives taste more than 60, it is Asr Midaraisa. That same pot with the peppery taste would be Asr Midaraisa. A nafka mina would be, and this is my theory here, we have to check it out a little bit more. Let's say you have condensed milk. So, normally milk is batel and shishin. If my milk fell into my cholent, batel b'shishin. What happens if I take condensed milk and it's batel and shishim, and I put it into the cholent by accident? Is that batel b'shishim or not? On one hand, you can say, well, there's 60 against the condensed milk. On the other hand, it's a spice. It's going to give off taste more than 60 because it's concentrated. So Rabbi Akiva Eger looks good in that case. Elamai, would the Shach agree? I don't know. Would the Shach agree that it's to Rabbi Akiva and Eger in that case, and he's only talking about stam, normal foods and spices in the normal way, or is he talking about even in concentrated situations where you really boiled the milk down or you boiled the spice down? I don't know. That's something you can ask your Rav. Back into our share. The Shach 29 also holds that once the Isser is batel and shishim, then we can believe a non-Jew with maslat. Okay, the Isser is batel, so really it's mutter midaraisa. Now we can ask a Jew maslat, indirectly, mesiach l'fitumo, even though the Isser is spicy, may giving off taste more than 60. So I can ask him indirectly, do you taste any pepper in this food? The Sifsei Das asks on this, because he has a kasha, because if we say this is true, then all Isuri the Rabbanan should be mutter with maslat. And we see that it's not true. In other words, what was the heter of the shach? This the Siseidas said in the Havamina, the heter of the shach is that since the food is bato, it's only usher the Rabbanan after 60. So in an Isur Rabbanan, we can ask a non-Jew maslat. So if that's true, then all Isur Rabbanans, milk and chicken, is only Isur Rabbanan. I can ask him, hey, do you taste milk in this? Do you taste chicken in this milk mixture, or milk in this chicken mixture in the chicken soup? Do you taste the milk? I can ask him in an indirect way. According to this, that's how the Sifsei Das is asking Kasha on the Shach. So the Sifsei Das says, no, must be that the Ramah is Machmir because of Rashi's opinion that a non-Jew is not believed unless there is already Shishim against the Isser. This Rashi was brought on page 3 in our first Shir, 60 or Kfela. Okay, the Beis Yosef brings another machlokus, Rishonim, whether or not we can rely on Kfela if there is less than Shishim. So Rashi said, you cannot rely on Kfela if there is less than Shishim. Furthermore, even if you have Shishim, a Kfela is required. So Rashi said, you don't even start to ask a Kfela, according to the Gemara, until you have Shishim. So we say by an Isser D'Rabbanan, this is now the Sifsei Das's answer. So by an Isser D'Rabbanan, the Ramah was worried about Rashi, at least the first part of Rashi, that we never believe a non-Jew if there is not Shishim against it. The Shach goes one step further and says that Isser spices that fall into Mutter spices are Batel and Shishim, since their taste is not Nikar. Rabbi Akiva Eger argues, in the name of the Pri Chodash and the Minchas Yaakov, that since the spices would give taste in Eino Mino, they are not Batel even in Mino. Okay, they're not Batel with the Rabbanan in Mino. Shuman. Fat. The Taz says that even though Shuman is added to food to give a good taste and possibly gives taste to more than Shishim, it is still mutter if there is Shishim. In other words, we don't assume that that it's Vada giving off taste more than 60. However, if one tastes the Shuman, then it's Aser. In other words, I know the Chalev was Batel and Shishim. Let's say I can't get it out, whatever, it's mixed up with other chalev, other food, other shuman. I know it's there. So, normally it's batel. I don't assume that it's giving off taste more than 60, even though it's used to give taste to food. By spices, even if there is 60, it is usher to taste until we are certain that there is no taste. For example, when are we certain that there's no taste? A few granules in a big pot. Okay, now we are on Sariches Tes. Kedera Sheish Banuntet Zeitim Heter. It has 59 heter. Let's say we're talking about Yerakot. Vegetables. Venafobo Beit Zeitim. And two more Zayas fell in. So altogether, 59, and these two will make 61. What are the two? Echad shel dam v'echad shel chelev. One zayis of blood and one zayis of chelev. Kol echad mitzdarif im hanun tet shel heter. Each one of these two isurim, meaning the dam and the chelev, mitzdarif with the vegetables, levato chaveru, to mevato the other one. Okay, what does that mean? That means that even though I have two kizesim of Isur, and the normal thought process would be that I need 120, because look, I have two Isurim, and I should really need 120 now heter to move on to it. No, it's not true. I spatel. I don't need anything, because each one of the Isurim can mitzdaref to the heter to mevatel the other one. Let's go one step further. What does that mean? It means that I cannot taste blood, and I cannot taste chalev in the vegetables, because the blood diluted to the point of 60 against it, and the chalev diluted to the point of 60 against it. So I don't have any taste of iser. V'chein choftat zeitim shel heter shenafal bam kizayis chalev v'kder acheres hayu shloshim shel heter v'nafal l'tochol kizayis shel dam. So I have one pot that had 29 and a kizayis of chalev. Okay. And the second pot had 30 and a kizayis of dam. So each one of those pots, the heter and the iser can be, the iser can be tasted in either one of those pots. In the first pot, it's got chalev. In the second pot, it tastes like dam. Need arvu b'shogeg, and somehow they got mixed up. Mutter. It's all mutter. In other words, afal pi, and this is according to the Mechaber, who does not hold Hanan Bishari Surim. So even though that each pot is usher because it has a taste, all of a sudden when I mix them all up, Bishogeg, everything becomes mutter. Okay, that's all Bishogeg. We'll talk about that later on, how before it was usher and became mutter. That's not our issue now. The point is that it became mutter. Ramah, the kol shekain, the beis zeitim. Kol shekain in the case of two zeitim, echad shel gavina veechad shel basar. Here we have a case where milk and meat cancel each other out. The kol echad mevatel chaveiro. Each one can mevatel chaveiro. Similarly, okay, let's play it up a little bit. If I have a pot of water that has kazayas, let's say it's 29 kazayasim of water and 1 kazayas of milk, and another pot has 30 kazayasim of water and 1 kazayas of basar, and these two pots mixed, everything is mutter. Even though one was really originally milchix and one was originally fleishix, it doesn't matter. They're mutter when they mix together, because in each Lagabe each one, lagabe each kazayas, the milk and the meat, there's always 60 against it. Similarly, it would be the same thing if the two of them dropped into a pot at the same time, so then they would be bottle if there was 60 against it. Okay, if they dropped into a pot of 59 at the same time, there would be battle. Okay, because they mitzarif to mevatel each other. Now, let's look at our iser, mevatel, iser. We have already learned that it is a chumrah to measure 60 against the taste of an iser. We do so, meaning we measure 60, only because that this is the maximum volume that the taste spreads in the majority of cases. Okay, we're not 100% sure that it spread that far, but we assume that it spread that far. However, if we could rely on the taste test of a non-Jew, we would find that the taste of iser does not always spread to 60 in every case. We will find some cases, for example, that the taste only spreads to 20. In such a case, the iser is batel, even though it is only 5% of the pot. This proves that we do not need a ratio of 60 heter to 1 iser in order to permit the heter. In other words, since there are situations that we can rely on a non-Jew to taste the food and matter the food without 60, so you see that the 60 to 1 is only a chumrah. The primary factor in determining if the food is usher is taste. The secondary factor is volume. In fact, if there is no taste at all, then all that is needed to permit the food is 51% hatred to 49% iser. Okay, this is din called Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. This din is called Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. Consequently, if two isurim, one blood and one chalev, fell into heter, the whole taruvus is mutter, because each iser combines with the heter to dilute the other iser. Since they cannot be discerned by taste, they are butel. Furthermore, because the two isurim, when added together, compose less than half of the taruvus, we cannot find a reason to usher the taruvus. In other words, under normal circumstances, you would need 120 against the two isurim, but here you can go up to, you can have, like, let's say 49 different tasting isurim, 49 different tasting isurim, and 51 heter, and the whole taruvus could be mutter. Okay, the same law applies to meat, to cheese and meat. Each one can be added to the heter in order to mevatel the other, thereby permitting the entire taruvus, including the cheese and the meat. Okay, continuing along in our shir, the Mechaber says, page 32, the Mechaber says, similarly, if one kazayas of iser fell into 29 kazayas in meheter, and that taruvus accidentally fell into a kadeira that had 30 kazesim of heter and one of blood, everything is mutter. The Shach explains that this din only applies according to the opinions that do not hold Chanan Bashari Surim. This is because if we say Chanan, then all the 29 kazesim have the din of Asur. And even if more heter falls in, it will not become mutter. However, even according to those that hold Chanan by Shari Surim, this din has ramifications in at least three cases. Okay, so even if you're holding Chanan by Shari Surim, we still have ramifications in three different cases. Number one, a pot has 59 kazesim of heter and two isurim, they're each kazayas, fall in at the same time, then each one is mevatel the other. Okay, that's understandable. We talked about that a few times. Number two, a kazayas of milk falls into 29 kazesim, and a kazayas of meat falls into 30 kazesim, and then the two combine, the two pots combine, so then everything is mutter. So even though we say Chanan Bashari Surim, we don't say that the milk made the whole pot milchix and the meat made the whole pot meaty, in the sense that now everything is considered milk and everything is considered meat. So therefore, when they combine, they can cancel each other out. Number three, if a kazayas of iser falls into 60 kazesim, and then a different kazayas plus a little bit of iser falls into the pot, then the first kazayas of iser helps to mevatel the second kazayas. Okay, in other words, I'll read you the Shach. This is the last part of the Shach. He says, Inami, inafo kazayas dam atoch shishim zesim shal heter. One kazayas of dam fell into 60 of heter. Vafrakach nafo kazayas va'od shal chelev. A kazayas and a little bit more of chelev fell into those 61 zeitim. Ein tzirich shishim neged beis zeitim shel iser. You don't need 60 against the two of them to combine, the chelev and the dam. Alagam kazayas dam, the original dam that fell in, shenafel b'rishonim mitstarif levatel kazayas va'od shel chelev. It helps to mitstarif, because now you have 61 there, because you had dam and the heter, so you have the dam and the heter, the dam was batel. You have the dam and the heter, and chelev fell in with a little bit more. So the dam helps to mevatel the chelev in a little bit more. It's mitzaref with the heter to mevatel the kazayas va'od, the kazayas in a little bit more. Okay, now let's look at the review questions. This is a short shir we see. Review questions. What is the reason we require 61 to mevatel eggs? Okay, so we have two reasons. One reason is that the size, the question of size, and the second reason is because of beria. What are nafkaminas between the two reasons? So the first nafkamina is that if the egg was cooked with other things, so you only need 60 against it, and you don't need 61. According to the second reason, you would need 61, the beria reason. The other nafkamina is that if it was scrambled with other food, so according to the first reason, you need 61, because you don't know the size, you don't know how many eggs are really there. And according to the second reason, you would only need 60, because it doesn't have the din of beria anymore once it's scrambled. So you're only mevatel the iser itself. Okay? Second question, is tam after 60 us midraisa or midrabanan? According to who? So according to the Shach, tam after 60 is rabanan, and according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, tam after 60 is deraisa. What is the din of the other spices that are mixed bamino? So the same thing. According to the Shach, they're batel. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, they're not batel. Can Isser mevatel Isser? Yes. Explain, because each Isser is helping to dilute the other Isser. You absorb some of the taste, and then in the total picture, you can't taste the taste of the original Isser. Does this hold true for meat and milk? Yes. In which cases does everyone hold that one Isser is mevatel another? Okay? Meaning to say, even though you hold Chanan by Shara Surim, which cases will they say that the Isser can mevatel Isser? So we said case one would be when two Isurim fell in at the same time and into 59. So there, even though you hold Hanan Bashari Surim, nothing became a Hanan yet. Yeah, so each Isser is Mevatel the other Isser. Case number two would be a case of milk with Yerakot and meat with Yerakot that got mixed up together. So you don't say that, even though you don't say that the milk with the Yerakot made all the milk Yerakot, or all the meat Yerakot. Even though you would say that by Shari Surim, the whole entire mixture became Aser. Still, the taste doesn't make the thing, by milk and meat, it doesn't make the carrots the din of milk. This makes them a milky taste, but not the din of milk. Number three is if a kazayas of Iser fell into heter and it was batel, it helps to mevato other kazaysim when they fall into that tarubasim. Okay, that is the end of shir number 4.